bark, Charlie. Don't bark this time. No, there's nobody at the door. Don't bark when I say there he is. No, Charlie, stand there. There he is. What's up? No, I said don't bark. I told you. Just go. Charlie, there's nobody at the door. It's my catchphrase. Charlie, it's my catchphrase. It's okay. What's up? Charlie, dude, it's just you and me. We're hanging out. We're doing the unemployment hour. Lee and Charlie. Charlie and Lee, unemployment hour. How's it going? Nobody at the door. Good times. Great oldies. No effects. You can hear Fat Mike on the Doug Stanhope podcast. It's really awesome. You should check it out. What's up, everybody? Unemployment hour. My dog is trying to lick my face. He's all jacked up. I don't think he's got a red lipstick. He doesn't have a red rocket dog dick going on. But he's pretty excited for some reason. He thinks, I don't know, but he's a good puppy. What's up? It's March Madness. Meaning it's fucking boring. I'm not a basketball fan. I say March Madness with a bunch of Zeds after because I slept. It was on earlier and I put me to sleep. Just not been a big basketball fan. And that holds true. You know what's going on though right now? Villanova is playing St. Mary's Mountain, Mount St. Mary's. And they're only down by a point and they started out the game up like 9-0. And, Charlie, what are you biting my pajama bottoms for? It's the unemployment hour, by the way. I'm Lee. In true unemployment, fashion, I am in pajama bottoms. And, my dog is ripping at the ankles of my pajama bottoms for some reason. Oh, we got Xavier and Maryland here playing. And, Maryland, the 6th seed playing the 11th seed is up 40-35. I don't know that there's been any upsets yet. What is it with upsets, I have to ask? I don't know what it is. I don't like basketball, but the minute that this 16 versus 1 game, the 16 seed had a lead, I was all of a sudden interested and jacked up and wanting to watch. And what is that? What is it about wanting the underdog to win all the time and always being against the favorite? What did the favorite ever do to you? Why does the favorite deserve to be hated on? Oh, and this game, number 4 versus number 13, Purdue playing Vermont. It sounds like Vermont, is that a Monopoly thing? Oh, Florida beat, yeah, nothing. Oh, there was an upset. 12th seed, Middle Tennessee. Oh, and Northwestern beat Vanderbilt. That's not an upset. That's an 8 versus 9. Villanova up 30-29 on Mount St. Mary's. So that's the game I'm watching and all of a sudden got excited about just because of the prospect for an upset. So it's fucked up. I kind of feel bad about it. But yeah, there's something about upsets that just get us jacked up. So it's interesting. I want to know. Maybe I'll look up some articles or whatever. I'm fucking dizzy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's going on with me. If I have an inner ear problem, if I'm drinking in my sleep, and I wake up and all of a sudden I feel like I haven't, like I'm about to throw up from drinking. I haven't been throwing up very many times, but I've been fucking dizzy, and I don't know what's going on. I was gonna go to the doctor yesterday. But I got there late. I met my wife at the doctor, and the doctor was already closing off. And I decided to act like a complete shitheel at that point. And I just walked away, and my wife was trying to give me information about going to another clinic. And I just walked away all fucking shitty about it. I was working out, and I had to stop my workout to go to the doctor and meet her, and then we were late. I got there. She was waiting for me for quite a while, and I felt bad about that, and I think I projected, and when I didn't make it on time before the doctor's office closed, I felt like a dick, and I guess I took it out on her and just walked away, and I don't know why I did that. I guess I've maybe been hit in the head too many times over the years, and I act like a fucking idiot sometimes. But yeah, so I didn't go to the doctor yesterday, and I'm still feeling dizzy. I think I might want to check it out. I don't know if I've got vertigo, or yeah, if I'm just drinking in my sleep, or if I've just, maybe I'm drinking, eating tainted food. I don't know what's going on, but I was supposed to go to Calgary with Scott today, and you guys would have heard, you would have heard a lot of podcasts, maybe more than one. We would have done a Grown Man Coloring on the drive. I was gonna drive out there and do him a favor, and it didn't happen because yesterday he wanted to know if I could go, and I said if I have to let you know right now, then I probably shouldn't because I'm still feeling dizzy and I feel like I'm gonna throw up every time I shoulder check when I'm driving, and you probably don't want me to be your guy, your wheelman, driving home overnight after dark from Calgary. So I reneged on my my good deed, my help, my favor. And yeah, I feel like a dick about that, but at least I'm still dizzy today. So I was somewhat, oh, Charlie, don't chew on my foam roller, please. I need that thing. I've got tight muscles and a sore knee, and I'm trying to work my, leg muscles, my IT bands and all that stuff out with the foam roller so that my knee doesn't hurt anymore. My knees actually, I haven't really done much. I was going to go to an IRT tournament in Chicago this weekend, potentially, and I decided not to go, and I meant to train really hard because I didn't go to this tournament, but it really hasn't happened. I've just kind of slept, and I played a hockey game on Tuesday, and I felt like I was drunk, and I played some racquetball yesterday, and that wasn't as bad. That felt a little better. That felt Alora better. That's an inside joke. I was telling the boys on the racquetball group chat that I'm dizzy, and my friend James, shout out to James, asked me, "Amy better yet?" And I said, "No, it's not really Amy better, but it is a little. It is Alora better. It's not Amy better, but it's Alora better." And we had a laugh about that. That's a total dad boner joke, as my friend, shout out to Chris. This episode is sponsored by Chris, I think. And he made the observation that you guys all, you're not even dads and you're laughing at these stupid, horrible jokes. But yes, it's not, it may be Amy better today. And also Alora better, and it's, I've been Estella all day. That was the other joke I said. They asked me if it was Amy better yet, or just Laura better, and I said, I can't really tell. I've been Estella all day. I've been asleep all day, so it's, you're not really dizzy in your sleep, busy and dizzy. Yeah, there's two things you can't be when you're sleeping, is busy and dizzy. Yeah, but, well, when I started laughing, my dog stopped chewing on my feet, and then when I stopped laughing, he started chewing on them again. I think my dog is getting fairly restless. He hasn't had very many walks lately. I walked him last night, but before that, he hasn't gotten much walks, and I think I hope he doesn't hate me for it. He always lays by my side whenever I'm napping all day long, and yeah, he's a very loyal guy, and I love him. But yeah, so yeah, it's fucked up. I don't know what's going on. Yesterday I did play some racquetball. I went and hit some balls after hockey on Tuesday. We usually have racquetball lessons every Tuesday, and I didn't end up going because I was dizzy. And I went to hockey. I tried to sleep. I had a hockey game at, supposed to have racquetball at 4, I had a hockey game at 7:45, so I slept until about 7, went to hockey, felt fucky, and then I went and hit some balls after hockey, and I was like, wow, yeah, I didn't make a bad choice by not coming to racquetball, because I feel fucked up right now. And then I went and played yesterday, and it was better, it was quite a bit better, and I lifted some weights, and then I continued to lift some more weights after I didn't make it to the doctor's office. I just walked away without saying anything and went back to the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. And I started lifting again. And yeah, it's starting to feel better today. It feels a little weird. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Busy and dizzy. I am not busy, but I am dizzy. And yeah, it's weird. I taught a school yesterday, and I was dizzy. It felt a little fucky and pukey on the drive. But I had a group of grade twos and threes. And they gathered into the gym, and I was sitting on a bench, and they all got really close up in a semicircle close to me like it was story time. And it was like, oh, wow, these kids are really getting close in here. And I was talking. I do this joke whenever I have a young group of youngsters. I'll always go, oh, how's it going, grade eights? You guys are grade eights, right? And they're like, no, we're grade twos and threes. And I was like, what, grade twos and threes? You guys are way too big and strong to be twos and threes. Super hack joke, run of the mill. It's like whenever I would visit my grandma, I would always say, hey, you've just turned about 23 now, right? Hack material, but, you know, I'm just trying to make people feel better and be a nice person. So I said that joke, and, you know, the usual back and forth happened from that. And then for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the dizziness or what, but some idea popped in my head to say to these children, you know, when I was in grade two, when I was your age, I got hit by a truck. And I broke my femur and my collarbone. You know, I was trying to make it a positive into a teaching lesson. So I said, you know, I was crossing the street and I got hit by a truck and I broke my femur and my collarbone. I don't know if I mentioned the femur and the collarbone, but I said, you know, I got hit by a truck. So you guys got to make sure that you're extra careful when you cross the street because you don't want to end up like me. And then this one nice young lady said, after I said that, I never got to meet my uncle because he died when I was 5 years old. So, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So, yeah, shit got real. Shit got real quite quickly after I had mentioned about getting hit by a truck. So, that was a sad story, and I hope that, young lady is doing okay and is okay. It's a very sad situation that she's in. I'm glad that I love my uncles, and I'm glad that never happened to me. So yeah, I got hit by a truck, but at least I didn't have my uncles die before I even got to meet them. So yeah, that was interesting and weird and darkly humorous. I did get a kick out of it. I've told a few people that story already, and I think they thought it was quite humorous also. But yeah, what a way to go. What a situation. That was rough. But yeah, Game of Zones. There's a thing called Game of Zones that I guess talks. It's only on the Bleacher Report app. Game of Zones. So it's got the Game of Thrones writing in it. Interesting. Has anyone watched Westworld, by the way? What a show. I just finished the first season, and it's excellent. Excellent show. Definitely check it out. Ed Harris, Anthony Hopkins, written by Jonathan Nolan and some other lady, Jonathan Nolan. But Jonathan Nolan, you know, brother of Christopher Nolan, and writer or co-writer of The Dark Knight and stuff. So yeah, excellent work coming out of the Jonathan Nolan camp, as well as the lady and the co-writers and the writing team on Westworld. Apparently it's an old movie from way back in the day, and I might check that out. I've heard people have saw the movie back when it came out, and they were like, you know, I remember people thinking about that movie and being like, man, like that movie had a lot of potential. Like they could do something. That was a very cool concept. And they did. They made a series on HBO, and it is very, very good. So certainly check out Westworld. I don't remember if I've talked about it yet or not, but it's excellent. Oh, there's a self-driving parallel parking, Infiniti QX30, parks parallel by itself. I wonder if it's self-driving as well. Very good show, and I'm sure I've talked about it already. I watched the ending, the season finale. I don't know if it's the season finale or the series finale. I think if it was the series finale, that wouldn't be a bad thing. I think you could just end it where it's been ended, and that's that. But if they have great ideas for season two, I'm more than willing to watch them. And I'm sure if the same writers and directors and everything are in charge, it will be great. But I'd be all right if it was just if that was it, and you know we remember that Great Westworld, I guess mini series if it's only one season. But yeah, very good. I've still been watching some Black Mirror. It's been very good. I'm not finished the movie Seven Psychopaths yet, but certainly check that out on Netflix. I think it maybe gets taken off Netflix. By the time you hear this, it might not even be on Netflix anymore because my Netflix download expires tomorrow. And every other time I start a Netflix download, it has an expiry of the hour mark. This one all of a sudden has the expiry date. So I'm wondering if the licensing on Seven Psychopaths ends tomorrow, Friday, March 17th. Shout out to my friend Allison. It's her birthday party. I think her birthday is today, so happy birthday. But she's having a joint St. Patty's Day birthday party tomorrow, so she'll likely get very, very drunk. And I hope by the time you guys hear this, she did not die of alcohol poisoning. I may go over there tomorrow to visit if I'm not too fucking dizzy. And I have to wear green. All I have is a green Riders shirt. So I guess I have to rock Riders gear. She also mentioned that she has shirts that there has never been a number 16 seed that has beat a number 1 seed. The closest was in 1990. Michigan Street played Murray Street, or I guess Michigan State played Murray State, and it was 75-71 in overtime. 72 to, oh, they're doing the close calls. Number one seeds versus 16 seeds, NCAA tournament history. By the way, the NCAA can suck a big bag of dicks, and I don't mean the bag of dicks that are made out of gummy bears that you can order for somebody. I mean like an actual... Like, the NCAA is fucked up. It's fucked to me that they don't pay their players, given all the revenue they make off them. I'm going to get on my liberal, left-wing, bleeding-heart high horse, but fuck the NCAA. And fuck March Madness. But anyways, Michigan beat Fairleigh Dickinson 59-55 in 1985. In 1989, Oklahoma beat East Tennessee Street, 72-71. 1989, another 89 almost upset. Georgetown beat Princeton, number one seed Georgetown. I'm doing the number one seeds first. So number one seed Georgetown over Princeton, 72-71. Michigan Street against Murray Street, 75-71 in overtime. And in 1996, Purdue beat Western Michigan, 73-71. So that's your scores for today. This has been the Sports Talk Radio Show on the CTV 550, and have a good one. She's got some green shirts that people can wear if they don't have any green. So I don't exactly want to wear a girl's green t-shirt, so I'm going to wear my Rider shirt. I wish I still had a green NoFX shirt that had a recycling logo on it. It said 25 years... of recycling the same music or something like that. And that was arguably my favorite shirt ever. And I don't know what happened to that shirt. It's missing. And it breaks my heart because I love that shirt. And we went and saw NoFX in Edmonton. And I almost bought, this guy had that exact shirt. And I thought about going up to him and buying it off of him. But I didn't. And I don't know whether I regret that decision or not, but I don't have a lot of money, and it's probably good that I didn't just throw out some money on a previously owned shirt. But sentimental value has a lot of pull to it. There's this, Lisa and I are big fans of the band The Flatliners. Check them out. They are amazing. I love them. Oh, Mount St. Mary's is up again, 31-30. So it's still early in the half. The half just started. We're about 20, 4 seconds in. But they have retaken the lead. So Villanova with the ball now, 30-31. They're trying to come back here, and they have come back. It is now 32-31 for Villanova. Okay, there's this, we used to see, when we lived in Ontario, we would go to Flatliner shows a lot. And there was this sweet long sleeve, like half long sleeve shirt with an old Blue Jays logo. And it had, sorry, I had some phlegm in my nose / throat there. I shouldn't have done that on the podcast. I apologize. But it was this sweet shirt with like Blue Jays colors and then the old Blue Jays logo. And in like the old school Blue Jays writing, it had the Flatliners. And we always wanted to buy those shirts, but we didn't have a lot of money at the time. Villanova is now up 34-31. It's probably all she scroat for old Mount St. Mary's. But, you know, who knows? Maybe Buddy will drain a three, and it's not good. He missed the three. So now Villanova will take the lead in this game, and there's a layup, and they are now up by 5 points, and I am going to change the channel because we only cheer for underdogs until they have a chance to win. And then once they don't have a chance to win anymore, we give up on them and we don't give a shit and we trash them and all that stuff. Villanova now up by 7. I am now live. I was a little behind on my recording or my watching of the show. I'm now back up to date, and Villanova is still up by 7, so I think we have quit on them, Mount St. Mary having a chance. Yep, 31-38. So, yep, I think that's it. That's all. We're going to find... Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants is on. That's nice. What was I saying? This is the first time I've actually forgot what I was saying when I tangented so hard. I'm going to record Despicable Me. Is Despicable Me any good? I see that it's on TV. I'm going to record it on the old PIVR, on the PVR. That sweet Flatliners long sleeve shirt with the awesome Blue Jays logo. We didn't have a lot of money back then. We lived in Ontario. Lisa was in school. I was unemployed. Following Lisa over to Ontario to do her school like a little puppy dog. Although I was happy to go to Ontario too. I really liked it out there. It was good for traveling for racquetball. I had great players to train with over there, and traveling out of Toronto, Buffalo is a lot cheaper and easier to travel to tournaments out there than it is to travel out of Saskatoon. I had somebody tell me I was crazy to move for a girl, and who's crazy like a fox? Because look who's married now. So crazy like a fox. That's right. So yeah, I really liked it out there. I followed Lisa out there. No regrets at all. It was wonderful. The only regret is that we never bought those Flatliners shirts because Impact Wrestling is on. I will not be watching that because fuck them. I will get to that after I finish my thought. We should have bought those shirts even though we didn't have a lot of money. Sometimes, we that's something we regret every time we see those shirts. They're not available anymore. And we're always regretful that we never bought those shirts, but at the time it wasn't in the budget. And now it's totally, 25, $30 is not, I mean, it is a lot of money for me, but, those shirts would have carried a bigger weight than, $25, $30 had we owned them. So, the Zone on YTV is still on. Do you guys remember that? The Zone? Were you kids growing up on YTV? That's still a thing. I remember for a while it was called the After School Zone, and then it was called The Zone, and it's still around. They still have The Zone on YTV. I can't believe that. That is fucking crazy. Neat. Okay. We do regret not getting those shirts, and it's too bad we didn't get them. Fuck Impact Wrestling. I don't know if you guys watch pro wrestling, but Matt and Jeff Hardy developed these new gimmicks while they wrestled for Impact Wrestling, and I guess they're all the rage. I haven't really seen much of them. I don't tend to watch Impact Wrestling. I kind of hate it. I hate it a lot more now than I did then. But apparently these gimmicks were really cool. There's this, I don't know, if you look up a thing called Final Deletion. I don't know if you can see it on YouTube or what, but apparently it's really neat, meta, cool stuff that Matt and Jeff Hardy, who you may remember from the WWE back in the day, they're doing. And I guess they've since left Impact Wrestling, or TNA. I think it's officially called Impact Wrestling now. But they've left there, and they're moving over to a company that I love, an independent wrestling company called Ring of Honor. And they're wrestling for some other companies as well. And there's also talk of them maybe going back to the WWE. But Impact Wrestling is filing a lawsuit towards them that's saying that it's their intellectual property, these gimmicks that they created while they're in Impact Wrestling. It's their intellectual property, and they shouldn't be allowed to use these. They wrestled an event for Ring of Honor, and they just had to act like the regular Hardys and not these new broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero Jeff Hardy characters. They weren't allowed to use these characters. And you might, if you're a legal person, you're a corporate fuck, you might hear that and be like, well, that makes sense. You know, that's their property, and they don't want people getting rich. But the thing that bothers me is they've left Impact Wrestling. I don't know that they're planning on coming back, but they're probably not. They're headed for greener pastures. This lawsuit to stop them from being able to use these gimmicks that they created, it only hurts people. It only hurts Ring of Honor, which therefore in turn only hurts professional wrestling as a whole. And it hurts talent, because the Hardys are not able to make as much money now because they're not able to use those characters. And it does nothing to help Impact Wrestling. If Impact Wrestling doesn't have the Hardys anymore, then just because, you know, there's nothing to be gained by them by stopping them from using this other gimmick. It's not like it helps them. I guess maybe people aren't as likely to watch other promotions to see the Hardys. Maybe they love these gimmicks so much and they would go, oh yeah, sweet, they're doing that. And if they're not able to do that, maybe they're like, oh, well, I guess we'll check out shitty Impact Wrestling. But it's fucking parasitic. It's cutting down. The only way they're trying to make themselves the biggest tree in the forest by cutting all the other ones down. And that's not the way to do it. If you want to be the biggest tree in the forest, you got to work really hard and get watered and get sun and grow yourself. You can't cut all the other ones down. I hate the parasiticness of it. I'm really getting over rooting against teams. I used to get all amped up, you know, whenever my favorite baseball team wasn't in the playoffs, I would be rooting against the Yankees. And more and more, I just think that's kind of a stupid attitude. And yes, it is always nice to cheer for somebody, but I think that cheering against teams is stupid, and it's better to just cheer for your own team. And I've talked about this before, I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. You guys are probably bored, but I'm not really a fan anymore of hating on teams. I'm sort of over, being a big-time anti-Leafs, anti-Bruins, I don't know who the real rivals of the... Yeah, I guess, for me, the big rival of the Washington Nationals, my favorite baseball team, would be the St. Louis Cardinals, because they broke our hearts in 2012. But even that, I wouldn't say that I'm a fan of the St. Louis Cardinals, but I think it's kind of stupid to just pick out teams and actively root against them. I think you're better off cheering for your team and just enjoying the game, sports, the stuff, the pro wrestling, whatever it is. I think you're better off. Or fighters too. Everyone got so happy when Ronda Rousey lost, when she got head kicked by Holly Holm, and probably didn't give a single fuck about Holly Holm before Holly knocked out Ronda. And it's like, well, you know, if you're not a Holly Holm fan, it's kind of stupid and shitty of you. I understand Ronda can rub a lot of people the wrong way, and she can, as Brendan Schaub says sometimes on the fighter in the kid is she's as charming as a rattlesnake sometimes. But, you know, I understand that it can be very, very, what's the word, enticing to root against people, but I just think it's kind of stupid. That being said, I will be rooting against Impact Wrestling until they drop this stupid fucking lawsuit. On top of that, I will not be buying any Victory Records. Victory Records, they have mostly shitty bands. I shouldn't say shitty bands, but kind of more emo E bands on their label that I am not a fan of, but they also have Streetlight Manifesto, or had Streetlight Manifesto, who are a great band, and they treat their bands like shit, and I don't care whether you're an emo band or a awesome ska punk band like Streetlight Manifesto is, you don't deserve to be treated like shit by your label, especially when it's an independent label. Independent labels are supposed to treat their bands awesome. I think all labels should treat their bands awesome, but especially independent labels. And they apparently treat their bands like shit, and they filed a $5 million lawsuit against Streetlight Manifesto. And for an independent band, especially, that's a pretty tough pill to swallow, and that's a pretty shitty thing to do. And Streetlight Manifesto is a great band. You can read about the lawsuit. It sounds like the guys over at Victory Records are real scumbags, and they have a scumbag label, and they treat their bands like shit, and they suck. So I will be actively rooting against Victory Records. I will never buy one of their records ever again. Streetlight Manifesto, I think, actually has sort of, kind of, a little bit encouraged their fans to pirate their records, because they say that Victory Records sucks. So although I must admit I do have some pirated material on my iPod from time to time, I would never be a proponent of pirating music unless you're dealing with, well, you know, I do think there's times when it's okay. I think sometimes, I know I've definitely pirated songs, or a few. I've you know, obtained a few songs through, you know, a pirated means, and have ended up buying that record from downloading a few songs. I think that, I don't know that that really counts as piracy, when, you know, your piracy allows you, or leads you to supporting that band and buying the very record that you pirated songs off of. You end up buying that record eventually and encouraging others to buy that record as well. So that's one aspect. Other than that, I would never be a proponent of pirating records unless it's Streetlight Manifesto. Streetlight Manifesto's discography that happens to be on Victory Records, unless it's Victory Records Streetlight Manifesto material, as well as any other record on Victory Records. Fuck those guys. So if you're going to pirate anything, pirate Victory Records, even though Streetlight Manifesto is probably the only band whose stuff off of Victory Records, the only Victory Records you should probably be listening to are Streetlight Manifesto. But fuck them. Fuck Victory Records and their stupid scumbag label and their fucked up lawsuit, and fuck Impact Wrestling for their years upon years of bad storylines. Decent pro wrestling, the pro wrestling on Impact sometimes, not always, but some of the matches in the last little while have been good, but a lot of their storylines have been complete shit. And the matches haven't been, they had a time where, you know, there was Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels. They had a lot of great in-ring performers, and those guys kind of all headed for greener pastures. And, you know, they've still had some good wrestlers the last little while too, but I don't know that the in-ring has been on the level that it used to be. And moreover than that, they have done some really bad booking. Booking being pro wrestling speak for like angles and guys who should win and who lose. They've had a pretty bad product over the years, the last little while. And on top of that, they're filing stupid shitty lawsuits that only hurt the business, the industry of pro wrestling, and only hurt the talent that work in pro wrestling and do nothing to help them out. So fuck them, fuck Impact Wrestling, fuck Victory Records. Neat. But love you. Fuck them, but love you. So thanks for listening. Thanks, everyone. Good times, great oldies. Be positive. I don't mean to be so negative about things. Sometimes I think that it's good, though, to be negative about things that you should be negative. There's a positivity to calling out shit that's bad and negative things. So you should be negative about things like Donald Trump. I know it's exhausting maybe for people at this juncture. I'm actually watching The Zone on YTV. Neat. It's probably exhausting for people to hear about Trump, but maybe we'll do another podcast later about that fucking guy. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next time, whether it's Grown Men Coloring, whether it's the Unemployment Hour, or hopefully not, Unemployment Hour bonus train. I've not caught any trains for a while now, so that's been nice. Anyways, do you want to say goodbye to everyone at home, Charlie? Bah. Bah. No. Okay. Sorry to bug you. I don't think he liked that too much there. I sort of bothered him a little bit there. So, anyways, Charlie, I'm sure if you came to the door and he got to meet you for a while, I'm sure he would really like you. So he says thank you, and I say thank you as well. So, have a good time. Go about your days, well, and, hope you have a good weekend and a nice time and a nice weekdays, if there's a few weekdays before you happen to hear this. So, well, see you later.